JW Oral History Project. Today is June 7th, 1988. We're interviewing Charlotte Cohen. Could you please tell us your address?
4601 Fifth Avenue, apartment 424, in the city of Oakland, Pittsburgh, 15213.
Why don't we begin with your telling us a little bit about your background, so your family, where you're from, things like that.
Well, I'm the youngest of six.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Perrineville, New Jersey.
And where?
Perrineville. I know, nobody knows.
How does it spell that?
Perrineville.
Uh-huh.
New Jersey. And I was brought up in Brooklyn, New York, where I lived until I married, and Paul and I came to Pittsburgh. And that was in 1937, the fall of 1937.
Mm-hmm.
We have one son who is married, has two children, a boy and a girl, and lives in Haverford Township, Pennsylvania. He is a lawyer. His wife is a counselor in the Philadelphia schools, mm-hmm. and the children are growing beautifully. I suppose you want their ages. Our young lady is 15.
Uh-huh.
She's Elisa Nicole, known as Lisa. She's 15 and finishing her sophomore year of high school. And Robert is 13 and finishing his, he's just graduating from eighth grade.
How do you spell Lisa? Is that A?
E-L-I-S-A.
Okay, thank you.
But she prefers Lisa.
Lisa.
Mm-hmm. Has since second grade, when she was asked by the principal because she won a prize. And so she was asked, did she want the prize in Lisa's name or Lisa? And she said, Lisa, please, even though my mother prefers Elisa. And she was independent then and is still independent. Mm-hmm. She's really a charming young woman. That's the family. Not all of my siblings are left,
mm-hmm.
just my next brother and my oldest sister.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest, unfortunately, are amazing.
Why don't you tell me a little bit more about your family, your parents, your brothers, what it was like growing up in the area that you did?
My mom and dad came from Russia. And, of course, these are stories that were told to me.
Mm-hmm.
They had, my father was a miller, and apparently a pretty successful one in Russia, they lived well. They had three children. By the time they came here, there were 7, 5, and 3. They had the same birth. They had about the same birthdays, 2 years apart. But they had to come because they were caught in a pogrom.
Mm-hmm.
So they came with what they could carry. The rest of my father's family were here.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to Massachusetts to a brother. They stayed there a while and then moved to New Jersey, I believe, where they tried a variety of businesses. And it was in the third place, I believe, that they had established a home where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were burned out before I was enrolled,
mm-hmm.
which took them to Hightstown, New Jersey, where my father built the first gasoline station.
Mm-hmm.
But, and he was doing very well, apparently. He had finally found his feet. And was doing well despite the fact that they were burned out and left with nothing. They, at that point, had a general store as well as a farm as well as livestock. And they really were apparently doing nicely, this is, as I say, before my time. But he was quite a go-getter. And he built, as I say, he built the first garage. And everything was going well. They had a home. But we're sort of divided, you know, there were three older in the family and then the other three. And
what do you mean? I don't understand.
Well, the three older ones were sufficiently older, so they were looking to develop their own lives by the time I was a baby.
Almost. It was almost like a second set of children.
It took time. Although the fourth child was 5 or 6 years after the youngest of the three.
Mm-hmm. See. Can you tell me the age differences between them?
Yeah.
That might help understand it a little bit better.
My oldest sister is 17 years older than I. And then it was 17, 15, 13.
Mm-hmm.
Then 8, 3, and 8.
Okay.
So it was the three that just decided. My oldest sister was a teacher, and the next sister was a bookkeeper. And I don't really know what my brother was doing, my oldest brother was doing at that time.
Could I ask their names, please?
That
would be a little easier to identify.
Gertrude,
mm-hmm.
Francis, Robert, Joseph, Sydney, and me.
And your parents' names?
And my mother was Hinda, H-I-N-D-A, and my father was Barnett. When they came to America,
my their last name.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah.
Rod, R-O-D.
But that always happens. You tend to talk about your mother and your father, never in their names, though.
R-O-D.
Okay.
In actual fact, my legal name is Charlotte Rod Cohen,
mm-hmm.
and our son is Howard Rod Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Was that their Russian name?
That was their Russian
name. That's interesting. Yeah.
Well, it comes from the fact that he's a miller, you see.
I see. If I knew Russian, then I would know that.
And evidently, that's part of it, although that goes back, of course, to his father.
Right.
It was his father
mm-hmm.
that took the,
right.
the last name. And evidently, Grandpa was doing something or other that
mm-hmm.
In the mill. Two, I guess. Now, they didn't own mills, but they designed and developed mills. You know. In actual fact, I think that's important, to, certainly in terms of my life, because my father was no youngster by the time the Second World War came along, but there were, you know, Landsmann people that he knew
mm-hmm.
from the old country, and when the war took so many of our young people, his skills were really needed, and so they came to him, and they said, "We need a wheat meal, and won't you put it together for us?" And so there was Papa, and he did.
And this is where in New Jersey.
And this is in New Jersey. Yes,
oh,
he did.
Really.
And yes, and he developed his own Social Security.
So this was during World War II?
This happened, yes,
uh-huh.
at the beginning of World War II. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I think that tells you something about the kind of ability that my father had. Now, that's
sure.
not to say that they didn't struggle. They really did, and in my lifetime, it apparently, I didn't know it was a struggle, because I didn't want for anything. But it was a struggle.
Did he leave the gasoline business to go to open
He sold it. Oh, I stopped talking there. Both, well, my next oldest sister, not the oldest who was teaching, but the next old, Francis, and Bob, both decided to go to New York to seek their fortunes. Well, very shortly thereafter, and again, this was while I was really a very little girl, Gertrude went too, and was sought a job in the schools in Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
and got one. And so she taught for many, many years. So there were the three older children in New York, the big city, and there were Papa and Mama and the three kids. And Mama found that very difficult, apparently, and I would guess, looking back on it, and, from the vantage point of my being a mother, I can well understand that she She had no family here. She had only one cousin and one second cousin. And that was it, you see, everybody. And she came from a large family. As I understand it, she came from, I believe there were eight of them. And she left because she had to, and came with the family, with Papa, but never saw them again. Mm-hmm. So I would guess, I'm guessing now, obviously, that when she saw her three oldest children take off, you know, even though they weren't going across the ocean, and even right. though they were, you know, within reach, so to speak, she couldn't handle it. So they sold it. Mm-hmm. And I understand, I've not seen it, but I understand that it still exists.
Hmm. And the gas station.
The gas station, yeah. Right. And they came to Brooklyn.
How old were you then?
Five. And I wasn't in school right away because I never did go to kindergarten. But particularly because, you know, they just had rented rooms while they found a place to live and so forth and so on. But then I did go to school in Brooklyn. And in the normal course of events, you know, public school, junior high school, and Brooklyn College.
Mm-hmm.
And the Brooklyn Jewish Hospital, I am a RN.
Oh, you took your training at
Brooklyn
at
Jewish
college?
Hospital.
Oh, so you
Brooklyn Jewish Hospital.
That was after you finished college?
I didn't finish college. No, I was a dropout. I had a couple of years,
mm-hmm.
actually 2.5. And I was pretty young. I really am jumping. If you really want this?
Mm-hmm.
All of this? Is this what? Okay.
Yeah, that's what
My mean. Mother died when I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
He had surgery, was doing well, was home, fell, fractured her skull, lasted 24 hours, and died. I was 13. My brother Joe, my brother Sydney, and I were home with Papa. And everybody else was married, you know, had
mm-hmm.
kids and stuff. So it fell to me to maintain the house. My father at that point was really very religious, and my sister and brother-in-law were establishing, my oldest sister was married to a man who is a professor of biology, I believe, at NYU, and then was invited into medicine. And so he took,
mm-hmm.
She continued working, and he got his medical degree, and that was supposed to take him into teaching, but his mentor died in the meantime, and so he went into practice medicine. And they were just more or less establishing themselves at that point, and Mama had died. As a matter of fact, he was in his internship
mm-hmm.
when the accident happened, and my sister was staying with us. So and she took it very, very hard. At any rate, it was a very difficult situation for youngsters. It was a terribly difficult situation for my father, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And within a year, his father died.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, he was very close to his father. So all I'm simply indicating that it was a difficult household with very little money. That was the one place that I recognized that there,
mm-hmm.
the money situation did come into the picture. And now I didn't need tuition, but I did need, you know, minimal.
Did they allow you to go for free then?
Well, that's if you.
Oh, I see. You
at the proper level.
I see.
No,
okay.
No, you don't declare anything.
Oh.
If you made the grade, This was a,
this was scholastically.
Scholastically.
Right. Okay, that's what I was getting
right.
at.
It's scholastic.
I want to just go back one question.
Sure.
When you were 13 and your mother died, you had to maintain the household at that point? Were you in charge of doing that? So
I
you
had
still
to
remain
learn.
In school, though?
Oh,
why
yeah.
Doing that?
I was in high school at that point, yeah. And I graduated. Well, she was I was 13 and a half, and
uh-huh.
I graduated at 16 and a half. Not
uh-huh.
quite 16 and a half. And anyway. the point is, there was nobody else to do it.
Right.
Okay. But I didn't know very much about it. But I learned.
Mm-hmm.
The difficulty was, as I say, that my father was just devastated. And he lost his father
right.
within the year. Which sort of unsettled the whole household in a very peculiar way, and he was looking for something, I guess, to tie to. And what with one time, at that point, I think he went into business in upstate New York or something. And by then, there had been illness in my sister's family, and I had to go there, and because nobody had any money then. I'm not suggesting.
What year was this?
This was, I went into training in 1933.
Okay, I was going to say, it was this uh-huh. during the Depression.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was. And nobody, as I say, nobody had any money. My sister had two children. When she got very sick, there was only one person who could possibly go.
So you went
so
to live
I
with
went
her?
To just take care of the kids.
And how old were you then? This is already after you're done with school?
No, this is when I was in college, so I was 16. And at the same time, well, not exactly the same time, but shortly thereafter, my older other sister was pregnant, and so I shuttled between the various families and back home too, because you had to make Shabbos, you had to, you know, get Papa going, you had to
uh-huh.
take care of that stuff.
You kept a religious home.
Yes, yes. I
was wondering what kind of Jewish education you had, if
I
any,
don't.
At that point.
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I missed it. I missed the boys did,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that I'm not thoroughly familiar with our holidays and
right.
customs and so forth.
Excuse
me, that's
water?
The problem. No, that's... That's the problem. If it gets too bad, I'll go take something again. I did just before you came.
Okay.
Were you involved in a synagogue at that point, or your family was involved?
There was a synagogue right next door, but somehow, if you had a little bit of money, well, it wasn't really that. It was, at that point, as far as religion was concerned, Grandpa was the lead, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And Grandpa just didn't see the point particularly, I guess, for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this was really Orthodox. The women were separated, you know, and so
mm-hmm.
forth. And I don't know whether my mother, I know, obviously, you know, could read and write, but whether she didn't see the point, whether there was just too much involved in the whole of living
mm-hmm.
to think about educating me in Orthodoxy and in Hebrew. And
mm-hmm.
However, for whatever the reason, I was not.
That
but
was quite
I.
Common then, I think.
Yes, it was.
Girls
were not.
Right,
many girls were not. Here you were. In Pittsburgh, it was. It moved much faster than in Brooklyn because. Friends of mine, some of whom are older than I, were trained and actually at a slightly later age were bat mitzvahs. And Bria?
Huh.
And that was unheard of.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I didn't think anywhere the girls were being trained at that point.
Apparently they were.
Mm-hmm.
At least this is what they tell me now. I wasn't here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But however it happened, I wasn't. But I certainly knew. You know how to keep a kosher home and what to do, and simply because I had to know.
Right.
But as I say, it was a very difficult situation, and very difficult for my father. And for a variety of reasons, I simply said to my sisters, to whom I could talk better at that point, to my father, although we became very good friends ultimately, that it was ridiculous for me to stay in college, that if I went into nursing, I would be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then nobody would need to worry about where I was, or if he was in the country, and, you know, and I was by myself in the house, they were upset, and he was upset. And, you know, it was that kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. And if you remember, I told you that my brothers were 3 and mm-hmm. 8 years older than
right.
I, the ones that are the other half of the
right.
family.
Right.
So it seemed the most sensible thing to do. So that's what I did. So I went into.
So you moved back home? Or you were with
no,
your.
No, I lived at
oh, okay.
at the hospital.
Confused. Okay.
And took the course and took some extra work and graduated as a. and took my license and became an RN. Actually, I was an operating room nurse. And. Along around in the first year, I met my husband with a group of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And
how did you meet him?
Well, he had boyhood friends who knew some of the girls in the. It's a cute story, but I think it's silly to tell it.
No.
I was going, this was in August, and I was due to go on vacation. My course started in September,
mm-hmm.
and this was a year. This was the end of the year, and I was to go on vacation. This was a Saturday, and I was on duty until 7. And since I was going on vacation, I was going to treat myself to have my hair done. And one of my classmates said that a very dear friend of her brother's and another fellow that they knew were coming to see her and take her out. And Ruth was also going. She was in the next class. Ruth was in my class. The
mm-hmm.
person that was had the date was one class above me. And wouldn't I come? And I said, no, I couldn't possibly come. I was on duty until 7 o'clock, and then I was going to have my hair done, and I was going on vacation the next day, and no way. So, you know, she did everything but take my shoes off until I said yes, and I didn't. I finished my tour of duty, and I took off for the beauty parlor, and I came back, and there are 3 gentlemen sitting on the in the lobby on the couch, and I sort of, you know, flounced past and got up to my room, and there were my 2 friends sitting on my bed. They couldn't get a third. And so they were waiting for me. Now, that, by now, you see, it's about 9 o'clock. Well, then you don't say no. Okay. So I changed my dress, and I went. And I was not Paul's date.
Oh, interesting.
But he took a look, and we had a very nice evening. And I went on vacation, and I was on vacation for 3 weeks, and the day I came back, I got a telephone call from Paul asking if I'd come out to tea. And I said yes. That was for the following week when
mm-hmm.
I would be off. I was, we at that time, we worked split shifts so that you might be off from 3 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
We worked in the morning and then we worked in the afternoon. And he asked, I said I wasn't, you know, I wasn't free, but I was free in the afternoon. We established that. So he took me to tea, and I will never forget it. He chose a place. We walked, because he didn't have any money either. We walked from I guess it would be approximately 4 miles. Into downtown Brooklyn, where he had found this lovely restaurant with red check cloths and Chianti bottles on the table, and they really and truly served tea. Tea and cookies, and that was our beginning. Much later he told me that he and the friend who was my date really had quite a discussion, and apparently they tossed for who would take me out first. And it was Paul. Wow. And from then on, you know, there was not that I was willing to be engaged, and not that I gave in so easily, because I was going to be a career woman.
I'm going to interrupt just for 1 second, because I think we need to change the tape.
Right. I'm going to turn it over according to my watch, but according to the tape, I think we have some more time. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
That's all right.
Can't. Well, so from then on, you know, he was part of my life. And
how long did you go out with him before you decided to get married?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah, in the meantime, he was working for the, he was originally a chemist and took his bachelor's in New York, again, mm-hmm. in the public schools. Again, you did that only if you were, you know, if you qualified. Mm-hmm. And his family didn't have any money either, so that's the way you got your education. But what he did, which he still does, he'd bring me flowers, for instance. He didn't have the money to buy them, so he'd take them from the backyard. And just niceties that said, I care about you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing it to this day. Mm-hmm. He'll come in with shopping and a bunch of flowers, just because, mm-hmm. which makes me feel very special.
Mm-hmm. I bet it does.
Yes, it does. And he's the youngest of eight. Mm-hmm. And that was not, I'm sure, that was not an easy household either, but somehow he was endowed with a very caring personality.
Does he like time of change?
I can't tell the truth now. It looks like there's still some tape here. Okay, just continue on.
You were still in school during those 3 years you were seeing him, or were you working at that point?
No, that was... I still had two years to go in the nursing course,
mm-hmm.
and then I took a couple of extra courses for graduate work,
mm-hmm.
In psychiatric nursing in New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and in communicable diseases,
mm-hmm.
and he very faithfully came out to New Jersey to see me,
mm-hmm.
And then I went to, that was part of it, and then I worked as an operating room nurse, as I told you, a scrub nurse.
Where was that? You
in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn.
Jewish Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Until we were married, and we were married on September 2nd, 1937.
Did you have a large wedding?
Modest.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very nice wedding, but it was my father did it, and
was it a
home?
No, we really didn't have a home at that point,
mm-hmm.
you see.
I see.
But this was in East New York. It was on Prospect Place, if I remember correctly,
mm-hmm.
and it was in Brooklyn. They have such things as reception halls.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a reception hall.
I think they still do that.
In Brooklyn, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we have any such
no,
here.
No, but they still do that in New York.
Yeah. And this was a reception hall. And the, the chuppah was brought,
mm-hmm.
and the wedding ceremony was right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then supper.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it, I think, considering his situation, I think he did a fabulous job, you know, getting me married off.
How old were you when you got married? Like, when your husband?
Well, we were married on the 2nd. I was 22 on the 3rd. And Paul was 25. He was 25 on August 11th of that year. Mm-hmm. So we've celebrated our 50th.
That's very special.
Oh, yes.
That's very special.
And at any rate, that's how we started. Now, he had come to Pittsburgh to work for the Bureau of Mormons, mm-hmm. and then came back for me. And then, and
so, oh, so he was already living here?
He was already living here in a, you know, just a rented room
mm-hmm.
on Darlington Road. And that's where I came. But that's how.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you excuse me?
Sure.